Long ago, on the fields of battle, in the year 2017, two men met to decide once and for all what the most metal things in the universe are. But there can be only one. What's more metal? With Dan Weber, Noriko Ott, and M. Brand.
Welcome to What's More Metal, the only podcast where two badass katana fighting comedians pick the most metal shit in the universe. Yeah. With me, as always, is comedian Dan Weber.
Hey.
Comedian Noriko Ott. With us, as always, is super metal producer Randy.
Yeah.
Lovely Carnival Studios here in Portland, Oregon, the birthplace of savory ice cream flavors.
Rosemary and olive oil.
Yeah. Mmm.
Doesn't that make your mouth water?
Unbelievably so.
It honestly is pretty goddamn good.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure
it's
it is.
Very tasty.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, come to our mini ice cream shops for our 3 minutes of sunshine and enjoy the two.
Right.
Concurrently. Hey, everybody, this is the Most Metal Podcast in the Universe. We just pick a couple of topics every week, and we go through those topics and pick the most metal version of those things.
Yep.
We were recently voted Most Challenging Podcast by P-Hole Stretchers Magazine.
Yeah.
thanks for the shout-out.
Man.
PSM. Yeah. It's good that we made it on the list. This week's episode, we're doing Most Metal, Ancient Sport. And most metal medication side effects. How do we pick these? God, you know, just led by the devil, I feel like. These are very random.
We're like, we just try to find, like, weird shit.
Yeah.
Like challenging shit. Like, I think coming up next week, we've got most metal Jimmy Buffett song title.
Oof. Yeah. and that's when we're like, wow, any one of those could be the most metal because they're not.
Equally all shitty.
They're all so bad. Just to reiterate, metal music is the most extreme and it's badass. So when we say metal, we just mean the most badass, deadly, kick-ass, sexy, or killed the most Nazis. And that's...
Or led them the most fucking.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, sex is always
led
in
to the most fucking.
Led to the most
fucking. Okay, you made it sound like it was whatever made Nazis fuck the most.
No.
I was whatever like, got Nazis laid.
Yeah. No. That's okay, I was coming from you. That one I wasn't expecting.
Nazis, I would hope, would be gun fucked with lead jaculate. That's what we wanted with Nazis.
Sure.
That's what Nazis get.
Yeah, they were fucked to death by the Russian winter. rightly so.
They definitely butt-swallowed the winter in Russia.
to see who gets to go first in this show. What?
Actually, do you guys want to do the listener gift up top?
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, let's
do
that. Okay. So somebody gave us something.
Yes, friend of the show, now a friend of the show, Matt Silber.
Mm. Matt Silber.
Gave you guys this lovely trinket from the Dice Lab.
Oh, shit.
I'll let you guys do that.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
God damn.
I think it's a D100.
It is a D120.
A D120.
Wow.
Fucking hell.
That is pretty great.
There are a lot of numbers on that. That's fucking awesome.
I legitimately...
It looks like a regular 20-sided that got elephantitis. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, this is basically a sphere. Like,
It's
if you roll it, you got to be careful when you roll it. Otherwise, it'll just keep going.
It'll keep going.
And that's one of the things I told him today was, like, we're using a cloth-covered table, so it's real tough to read the thing.
Oh, I wonder. Yeah, it's hard to see when it's sitting
I don't
up,
even know what the fuck the number is.
There we go. There it is. That's the top number right there. I just got a 6. Fuck yeah.
You rolled a 120? A 120-sided die, and you got a 6.
God damn. Why does my luck so consistently shitty? God damn it.
You're lucky you didn't get a 1.
I kind of am.
So, That's for one of you. The other one is coming in the next few days.
Oh, fuck yes. Dude, that's awesome, man. Thank you so much.
So, Matt Silber, thank you.
That rules.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome.
I think we're just reading about these. Like, somebody made one, and yeah, this is fucking excellent. God damn. Hell yeah. We'll send. We'll put pictures up on the Instagram and definitely. Twitter. That fucking rules. Yeah, thank you guys so much. If you want to send us anything, go for it.
Yeah, message me on Facebook.
Yeah. sorry. I wanted to give a really bad idea where I was like, just fill the box full of like baby powder. That way we're like, we don't know if it's anthrax or not. But don't do that. Do not do that.
Please don't do that.
I don't want you to get in trouble with the federal fucking crime.
It's me that opens
and
up.
And plus,
that,
it'd be really box. Funny for me. Please don't do that, though. Maybe just a note that, no, don't do it in a note either.
Although, I will say.
I'm just giving people an idea to get like a fucking, like a felony. Do not do this. I'm so sorry.
I think, though, honestly, like if you. Like one, if you sent a pouch full of Vaseline,
yeah,
that'd be all
that'd
right.
That'd be really funny.
That'd be really funny.
If you want to send pranks, just make sure they're not harmful.
They're not like they're don't not going to get you on a federal list,
right?
Don't send Randy pranks.
Also, please don't send
sweet
me pranks.
Randy, sweet Randy, for God's sakes. Yeah, but that'd be awesome. And if anybody can get us in contact with people who can manufacture fleshlight attachments, we've got a ton of ideas.
We've got a lot of ideas.
So many ideas. Check this out. A butthole.
Mind-blowing. Mind-blowing. We could put that one, but I mean, that one's just sort of an add-on
to
the...
we dared to dream it. A butthole attachment.
Yeah.
Fleshlight.
Torn beer can.
Yeah, torn. Yeah, but I mean, I want to get to this new one that's fantastic.
Oh, the new butthole one.
Butthole, yeah. Butthole.
We could put a urethra. We could make a urethra one.
Oh, shit. It's a bigger dick you put your dick in. Damn. Oh, dude, that's my favorite one so far. Do you know that? That is by far my favorite because that's horrendous.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But also what you could do,
holy
right?
Holy shit. Sorry, I'm like.
Yeah, but what you could do is like fuck it from the back and then it looks like you're jerking off with a giant cock.
Oh nice.
And then the cum just dribbles out the front because you can't cuz it's going to catch the sides.
Hell yeah. I mean, if it's small enough
you ever
it'll just look
fucked
like
a big
xenomorph.
Dick.
Well, I'm not dude, it ain't going to be small. We're not going to make you fuck a smaller dick.
Yeah.
Like it's got to be.
We're going to let you.
We're going to let you. We can't force you to
we're
do
not gonna
anything.
Make you do anything.
We're definitely all about consent here at What's More Metal.
Dude, I am loving putting your dick inside the hole of a bigger dick is like literally like it's half terrifying.
Yeah.
Like there's something so fucking bizarre and
it's
weird.
It's a Russian
about that.
Doll of cocks.
It's like it might as well it's like that scene in Tokyo Gore Police where there's just a meat chair that pees on people and you're like, yeah, that's all the way out there. That's all the way to the edge
of reason
insanity.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's definitely some Inception shit if you fuck a dick. You fuck
dick
a fleshlight dick.
Dick.
Yeah. It's like you're going back into your dad's balls.
I'm going home. We could call that one the going home fleshlight.
Oh my God. Look, if
I'm going to become a dream again.
I'm going to become a Trans Am car payment.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's fucking, ugh. Well, if anybody's still listening, you're strong. I want you to know that you
got a strong stomach.
You got a strong constitution, and I fucking doff my cap to you. So anyway, to see who gets to go first, I said we roll the new 120 and see if we can read it. What's just?
You're going to have to read it.
I'll try to read
it.
Okay, because again, this is a cloth tabletop, so it's hard to see which one ends this like front up. Okay, so I'm going to roll first, and it eventually stopped. Okay, that is, I see it. I got an 83. Beat that shit, motherfucker.
Oh, I don't know if I can.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And by the way, this is massive. It's like a cue ball. 26. I think you got a 26. All right.
All right, you win.
All right, I get to go first. Thanks again, Matt Silber. Okay, so we're going to do Most Metal Ancient Sport first.
Sure.
And I'm going to go with... you know, I always do this.
Yep.
I'm going to go with chariot racing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go chariot racing. Because chariot racing was like a Bronze Age NASCAR. It was like, so it's NASCAR, but like, okay, imagine NASCAR, but most of the people die. You know?
Yeah.
Most people fucking just straight up like blast themselves into walls or get run over by. Imagine if you could fall out of a NASCAR and get hit by six more NASCARs.
Yeah. Because there's no seatbelt.
Yeah, no.
And you're standing up.
Yeah, imagine if you could stand up in a NASCAR.
And you steer it, and you steer it with ropes.
With rope. And then, yeah, and you. The other part, too, is you. Most of the guys were reins. They were tied to those reins. Like, they tied the reins to their wrist. So if they fell off, like, they got bumped or something. They took a corner too hard, and they fell off. They're just getting drugged to death by the reins of the fucking chariot. Which is fucking awesome, too. That's fucking great. I think it's fucking awesome. There was, like, most people died. Like, the life expectancy of a chariot racer was, like, real fucking low. Chariot drivers could slam into each other. It was illegal, but they did it. The corners were super sharp inside the Coliseums and stuff when they were racing. And, or hippodromes, wherever they were racing at.
Right.
And they could also throw shit out of their chariot at other drivers.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking sick. It's like, God,
it's so dangerous. I got grounded for this, by the way, when I was a kid.
Okay.
In the movie Ben-Hur,
uh-huh.
There's a scene where one of the chariot drivers gets dragged behind the chariot, right?
Yeah.
And watching the movie, I was like 9 or 10, and I laughed hysterically. Because of the way his body was flopping around was just fucking hilarious to me.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't until later that I found out that literally happened. You're watching a dude get dragged to death in that fucking movie.
No!
I
can't
remember hearing about that.
It's so fucking dangerous that even a stuntman doing it on a movie set still fucking died.
But the stunt was too good to not use.
Yeah.
I like the debate, like the producer's like, look... He died to get this shot. We'd be wrong to not use it, you know? Like,
yeah.
I say it's a snuff film if we cut it out.
Yeah.
That's my
opinion. Killed his career.
Yeah. It'd be let's give his kids something they can look back on. That he was in this major motion picture. What's his face? There was a chariot driver, Gaius let's call him Apollonia. Diocles, he was lived from 104 to 146, he was a famous charioteer, and he won 1,462 of his 4,257 like fucking chariot races.
Wow, how did he fucking survive?
I don't know.
That must have been a bad motherfucker.
Yeah, he's like one of the best documented ancient athletes of all time. So he was like super, but he made so much money and he probably bribed a bunch of people to win. Yeah.
Oh, of course.
So at that point, you know what I mean? Like, so it just became a thing where it's like, oh yeah, if you bump his car, we're gonna kill you and whatever else. But his winnings reported totaled, let's see, 35 million sesterces. Yep. And, which in today's money would be $15 billion.
Holy shit.
He had $15 billion from racing chariots.
Well, that's pretty tight.
Yeah. Fucking bad as fuck. So he was probably, there was probably like 17 of these Gaius Diocles guys. He was just like all wearing the same hat or whatever, like same beard, same toga. Like, that must be him. And he's just racing all over the country all at the same time. But that's still really fucking amazing. So that is my choice is the deadly... Bronze Age NASCAR race.
Yep.
Chariot racing.
All right. My choice also was in ancient Roman sport,
mm-hmm.
Called naumachia.
Uh-huh.
and it was simulated naval combat.
Oh, yeah.
So sometimes they would bring the ships and put them in the arena.
Mm-hmm.
But at least on one occasion, Emperor Claudius, in order to celebrate making a new aqueduct in Rome, just put a bunch of prisoners on two boats.
Yeah.
Wheeled them out in the middle of the fucking, in the middle of this cistern and just had them butcher one another to a man.
Yeah, yeah.
So they would just, it was like, it was significantly bloodier than gladiator combat. Because gladiator combat's just one-on-one.
Yeah, yeah.
This is like 50 people on each ship just going fucking nuts and trying to murder the fuck out of one another.
Yeah.
And, man, yeah, it's fucking crazy. It's like a, it's like pirate battles, but on demand.
Yeah. There was a couple where they flooded the arena and put floating ships in the middle of the arena to fight it out.
Yeah.
Damn, they knew how to throw a show back in the day.
Yeah, they don't, they didn't fuck around in Rome.
Yeah.
When they, when you're talking about human combat, blood sport, Rome did not cut corners.
They did not. Well, they were rich in slaves. Yeah. So it's like when human life is real cheap like that, fuck it. Like, murder each other. Tickles my fancy. Nah, I'm bored. Fuck it. Flood this place. Like,
flood this place. Give me a ship. Like, when you have more money than you know what to do with and you can just do whatever you want, you're going to figure some weird shit out.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah, yeah. You're just a twisted, rich fucking boy king who's just like, just Prince, you're just King Joffrey-ing it, like, all around, like, ancient Rome.
Yeah. When you've
stab him in the ass, Stuart!
When you've got a pervert fuck labyrinth. You just like, you've got a fuck maze that you go walk through every day.
Yeah.
And then at the end you're like, I just want to watch people kill themselves now.
Yeah, for
go
sure.
Murder each other.
Yeah. Different. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that I read about that and that was fucking, I do like it. I do like the idea of just like, now do it on a boat.
How can we spice up this human combat? Boats. Everything's better on a yacht.
Yeah. I had heard about that, that it looked like somebody had reported that one of those, that it just looked like the ship was just red.
Yeah.
Like afterward, they're like, oh, the boat's red. Oh, no, it isn't.
No,
like,
it's just coated with blood.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm going to say, in reference to some other sport, but I think if we can swing it during the post-apocalyptic Earth that's coming up.
Hashtag 2021.
hashtag 2050.
Wow. Optimist.
I know. I'm giving us a lot of time. Giving us a lot of time. 2050. I'm going to say that what I would like to see.
Right.
Is jet ski jousting.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah. Because then you take this Nemachia, but then you also add jousting and like 30 miles an hour.
Yeah.
30 mile an hour jousting would be tight.
That would be pretty fucking sick. yeah, I love that. Fucking jet ski joust?
Hell yeah. I mean, arguably joust-ski. They do it now.
Yep.
The joust ski?
Yeah, I was just portmanteauing it.
Yep. You sure did. You are not wrong. But yeah, I do think that would be fucking hilarious.
That fucking rules. Yeah, yeah. Fuck yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Honestly, I'm willing to bet, I'd be surprised if there isn't a lake somewhere deep in hillbilly country where people do it.
Oh yeah.
Just already. Like they just get together and fucking get shithoused.
Yeah.
And throw like, take some broom handles and tape some towels to the end of them and just fucking charge at one another.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck yeah. I think that's fucking great. Ugh. Yeah, fucking, sorry, I'm still, yeah, fucking, that's bad as fuck. I like that this podcast has just become a repository for evil, sadistic ideas. Like some future fucking warlord could be like, yes, unicorning, good idea.
Oh, man,
thank you, Dan Weber.
Yeah, I've thought of that torture.
That's where you put a glass rod in a penis and hit it with a hammer. Look. Yeah.
It is, again, it is brutal.
Just throwing it out there. okay, so those are our choices for most metal ancient sport. I chose fucking, what did I choose? I chose Chariot Racing. Dan chose...
Nemalchia.
Nemalchia. We'll put those on Instagram and Twitter. You can vote for them. Did you have a backup? I had a backup real fast. There was a thing in ancient Egypt called the Fisherman's Joust.
Yeah.
Very close to what you're talking about.
I read about that, yeah.
Two guys go out in canoes, stand in the canoes, and then beat the shit out of each other with oars and try to knock each other into the water. The blood would attract crocodiles.
People died if you fell in the water. You were dead.
Two dudes beating each other with wooden oars until a croc finished them off. Until a croc made him tap out and deep beneath the Nile. And so I thought that was just nice and simple. Kind of it's a smaller version of the Nemalchia you were talking about.
Yeah.
One-on-one.
Or a very slow-moving version of the joust ski.
Yeah, very slow-moving joust ski.
Like not moving, stationary.
Yeah, the stationary.
Still, honestly, I think... Even today, I would watch two people on jet skis beat the fuck out of one another with sticks.
I'd watch two guys on flat ground do it.
Yeah.
And
I have. Thank you. Thank you, YouTube. I do have a backup.
Thank you, Bum Fights VHS from 1996.
My God.
Just kidding.
A buddy of mine... anyway.
Is this a story about the hardest you ever came?
Yes. It's one of the few times I've watched something and then felt super dirty right
after.
Yeah, for sure. Anyway. My
knocked my lamp off the nightstand with a rope of jizz. That's how hard. If you're still listening out there, you're amazing.
I put a dent in the sheetrock in my apartment. But not a hole.
I can barely hold the steering wheel straight. Yeah. That's how. Yep.
What I wanted to do was blow a hole in the wall with my own jizz and then fuck that hole. But no dice.
Just a...
No dice. I'm going to go, my backup is just straight up gladiatorial combat.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Because that was just fucking brutal.
It was fucking amazing.
I mean, it's probably like the only time I've ever seen it is in the movies, and I'm sure that it was not nearly as cool. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm willing to bet that there weren't nearly as many, like, prolonged fights.
Yeah.
And it mostly was just like some dude in full armor fighting a bunch of guys who just got out of were prisoners that have been starved for a month.
Yeah.
And it's just him hewing them apart with a sword over and over again.
Yeah, for sure.
But still tight.
Or a net and a trident.
Yeah. I don't know if that, I mean, I wonder if that was used as much as we think it was.
I think it was a whole style. Like there was a style where I forget how it works. I can't remember if it was two guys, nets and tridents, or if it was like a net and trident guy would typically go against the small shield short sword guy.
Go.
Thank you. And thank God this is a visual medium.
Yeah.
But no, I can't
almost
remember.
Exclusively.
I can't remember off the top of my head how that worked, but that was like a system they had of whatever. But yeah, that was fuck. Anyway, fucking, yeah, really cool. Gladiatorial combat, fucking, yeah, all the way.
All the way.
Yeah, we're fucking around, pussyfooting around it now.
Yeah, we got MMA fights and shit.
Weak horse shit, come on.
Then we even have, like, now Russia has those night fights.
Which is cool.
Which is kind of cool, but nobody's...
Yeah. Take the pads off, wuss. Come on.
Use your dexterity to get out of the fucking way.
Yeah, sharpen it. Yeah. even in Dune, they had those pussy body shields. And it's like, come on. And that's the future.
Yeah. I forget what they call it. They like a Hawking shield or something like that.
I think so.
It was like you could only move something slow through it instead of...
Yeah.
It would protect you from bullets, but not knives.
But not the caress of a lover.
Yeah.
Which is smart. Fuck. That's fucking awesome. The only other one I could think of, I found that was... There was Viking skin pulling. they called it?
I saw that.
Which was tug of war with an animal skin, like a long, like a sinewy rope of animal skin, but they did it with a fire pit between them.
Yeah.
Now, they said, and like I read in a couple of things where they were like, and then, you know, the losing team would die. And I'm like, I don't believe that that's true. Cause it's, think of how funny it is if you pulled a bunch of dudes into a fire, into like a bonfire, and they're just like jumping around on fire. You'd be laughing super hard. It's too funny to do that to your buddy. That seems more like a cool drinking thing.
Oh yeah.
That I would actually get involved in if I didn't have my body.
Yeah.
But, so I don't know that it's, I don't know if I believe that it was like a real to the death thing, but it was definitely super awesome.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Yeah, tug of war into a fire pit is pretty fucking great. So yeah.
I saw one game, one sport where it was pretty much just like field hockey, except for whatever reason they just lit the ball on fire.
Nice.
So it was just like that. Yeah, that. But that's it.
How
that's
short the only, were their skirts?
Probably not. It was like lacrosse.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So they weren't hitting it along. They were throwing it to one another. But the ball was on fire. So eventually your like little stick would fucking dissolve.
Yeah. That fucking rules.
Yeah.
I love that. But yeah, make sure you guys go online and vote, and I think that brings us to the next topic.
Next topic.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
I went first last time. Dangus go first this time. Most metal, medication side effect.
Medication
I'm so
side
excited
effect.
For this one.
This ought to be real good.
So, my choice. There's a drug called Levaquin. It's a hardcore antibiotic, and what it'll cause is something called phototoxicity, which is when the sunlight gives you second-degree burns all over your skin. Like, you can't... If you go in the sun, it'll fucking blister your fucking skin. Like,
God damn.
Like, I don't even know what the fuck chemical makes that happen.
Right.
I mean, how the fuck do you... It's like it puts an invisible... magnifying glass just all over your body, so you're like it just magnifies it. So yeah, like they saw pictures of somebody that had it, and their hands were just covered in fucking puffs and blisters, and the skin was sloughing off.
Yeah,
and they would just had been outside.
Yeah, fuck.
It turns into a vampire.
That fucking rocks.
Yeah,
I just like just. I've just been taking this medication, and I'll sit and like just the sun kind of like dapples through like the cracks and.
You'll be the best goth in high school.
That'd be fucking oh my god damn, dude. I love how fucking barbaric our medication shit is. Still, it's just like the prescription stuff is just so fucking gnarly. It's just like.
Yeah,
it's like this one turns your whole asshole into just a big pussy fucking runny sore, just or whatever. You're like, why?
Yeah.
I don't know. Just does that, whatever.
I mean, yeah.
Do you want hay fever or not? Fucking take the pill.
Yeah.
What was this drug for?
This drug is just an antibiotic.
Really?
Yeah. Levaquin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's for like some pretty serious, like it's a fucking heavy duty one. Like
right.
You don't take it for just like a normal infection.
Right,
like
right.
It's your last course. Like it's the last line of defense.
That fucking, holy shit.
Yep.
That fucking rocks.
It's absolute madness.
Live in the Underdark forever with Levaquin.
Yeah. Phototoxicity. I didn't even know. Man.
Live in a cave and let the skin grow over your eyes. Levaquin.
Yeah. Levaquin. Never see the sun again.
Levaquin.
It would also be funny if it gave you a taste for human blood. Like it was basically just turned you into a vampire
just
to cure.
Just the true blood fucking pills. Oh, that fucking rocks. Oh, that would be funny. You're like, you may crave human flesh. Yeah.
Symptoms include being sexy, craving human blood, phototoxicity, and the ability to fly.
Victorian fashion sense.
Yeah. Affinity with bats.
Weird gray butt hairdo. Dracula,
oh, yeah, yeah.
The movie?
Yeah, one with Keanu Reeves.
Yeah. And Gary Oldman. Yeah.
I'm surprised that John Wick didn't headshot that dude.
Wouldn't have fucking done anything. He's a vampire.
That's true.
Yeah.
But you mean to tell me you don't think John Wick could kill a fucking vampire?
Oh, no, totally.
It's probably going to happen in John Wick 4, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right.
He's just like, I need wooden bullets.
I need guns. Lots of guns. And a wooden stake.
I need a crossbow and a new dog. You bit my dog, motherfucker. That rocks. That's a great one. I'm going to go with a... this one, it can be... I'm going to say it's Malarone, but it's... is the drug, but it's a side effect that happens with malaria medication.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
My buddy Adam went to Africa, and he was... as he described it, building wells and shit for people who, like, have been living there for centuries. Yeah. Just like, here's how you build a well. They're like, great. Thanks, white guy. So, but he went there, and he took the generic malaria medication, and really quickly, he said he was only on it for a couple of weeks, but he started having, like, intense, fuck you, livid, I don't even know, like super hyper real dreams that were like shattering, like soul shattering. So he woke up, he's like, oh my God. And he told his friend, and his friend goes, yeah, stop taking those pills right away. You can't take the generic ones. And then for the next 5 years, my buddy had crazy fuck you like dreams where just more real than reality. Yeah. And didn't matter, like he was talking about once where he was just, I'm on a roller coaster, and then I'm watching all my friends and family fly off and die. And he's like, and it was as real as I'm sitting here with anybody else. And he stopped sleeping, like, he was like sleeping like 2 hours a night and shit and looking real gray. And it happened for 5 years after taking it for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and eventually it just like slowly like tapered off, got better, and then he like... And I think he's okay now, but, like, it was just, like, fucking forever. And to me, that's, like just, like, fuck your dreams forever. Malarone. Yeah. Or yeah. Whatever, like.
Yeah.
I just think, like.
Did you get a curable cold, though? No? Okay.
Yeah. So, malaria or never sleeping again.
Yeah.
You decide.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I honestly, who knows?
Yeah.
Gonna die either way.
Fucking gnarly. Yeah, yeah. Well, malaria is like mostly cure. If you get it, it's fucking bad, but you're not gonna like...
It's fucking pretty bad.
It's real, real bad, for sure.
It'll kill you.
It can yes. Kill you. Yes. 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 But you're gonna wish you had it, and it killed you.
Yeah.
When you can't sleep for 5 years.
That's
you can't
very sleep. True. Although, I mean...
I don't know what to call it other than like a fucking... fuck you nightmares,
right?
For like 5 years of nightmares is like, I don't know what that side effect is called, but it's like, it's just a really intense,
yeah,
yeah, like gnarly level of sleep fucking.
I wonder if you could cure
sleep hallucination. Sorry.
I wonder if you could cure it by doing DMT once.
Ooh.
So it just like resets your whole brain, and then it's just like, yeah, I've seen beyond the veil.
Right.
Who gives a shit about the dreams now?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
well, we're going to have to do an experiment.
All right. Here we go.
So I'm going
to
take
we're going to Africa.
Oh, we don't even have to go to Africa to take the medication.
Oh.
I think it can actually just be considered PTSD.
Check this out. I mean, it's... no, but I mean, it was every night he's having these, because PTSD is,
I know it's a result of seeing or
trauma.
Experience something fucking terrible.
Right.
But I don't know.
I know what you're saying.
I'm looking for it and seeing if there's a term, and there's not really a term for it.
Yeah, I don't know what you call it, but like...
lucid nightmares, probably.
Lucid nightmares be like, yeah, it's like... Yeah, the way he described it was like hyper-real, fucking like you're living it.
Yeah.
And like, and that being like... And them being intense and every time.
Yeah.
Like there's never like a...
There's never an okay one.
It's never like a low level... Whoa, you know, like it's being there and like, yeah. So, I don't know, NyQuil dreams, I guess would be call it. But
I mean, that's like how I've heard people describe Ambien.
Yeah. Ambien's like that, but I mean,
but not that
every
time,
like
crazy.
When you don't take it.
Right.
And yeah.
Right.
That's like it. Just that level of like scrambling your fucking noodle.
Yeah. Is, for like 5 years.
Yeah. Is fucking gnarly.
Yeah.
You something got crossed hard.
Yeah, I knew a guy that took, it was like a vaccine for malaria,
uh-huh.
And it fucked him up for 2 years.
Like, yeah, but was it same thing?
I don't think it was the same, I don't know if it was the same thing or not, but it just like drove him mad. Like,
yeah.
He was kind of like half fucking crazy for 2 years.
Yeah.
Gave him schizophrenic symptoms.
Yeah, see, yeah, so I think he was getting low level that, but in
But just to sleep.
Yeah, that's
my
fucking...
buddy was doing it. Like 24/7.
Yeah, fucking gnarly. Yeah, anyway, so that's a personal anecdote that I was just like, yeah, never.
Never.
I don't know that I can, yeah, so.
I'd rather risk malaria.
I think, yeah.
So, mine is a lot less intense, my backup. There's a drug called Flagyl, which is blood pressure medication they give to pregnant women. But it can, turn your piss jet black. So you're...
That's so goth.
So you're... yeah, if you take that and the shit with the phototoxicity, you can literally pee darkness. and exclusively in the dark. Like,
oh,
you can't do
God.
It anywhere else.
Ugh, that fucking rocks.
You got a bladder full of night.
Oh my God, that rocks.
I mean, I saw there were a bunch of them, a bunch of medications that turn your pee different colors.
Yeah.
Like one was purple and one was bright red, but I was like, black is easily the most metal.
Oh yeah.
Urine color.
Pee liquid spiders.
Yeah.
What's the name of the drug?
Well, Flagyl, but there's a bunch of other ones. It's like, this is just the brand name.
Fuck your kidneys forever. Flagyl.
Flagyl.
Oh, that fucking rocks. Yeah, yeah. piss pure shadows like Satan.
Yeah. Urinate like a demon. Flagyl.
Yeah, that's it's just that kind of like where you pee a stream of black spiders and you're just like, these damn pills.
I think what would be awesome is if the other side effect while you piss, your piss is black, but also emits like a howl of the damned while you're peeing. So it's like, but you're not making the noise. It's just coming out of your pee hole.
Side effects include shadow piss and pee hole scream.
Exactly.
Your tears turn to blood and shit. You're like, this rocks. This is a fucking... Right. The pill should just be called Danzig. Take Danzig.
Become werewolf like Danzig.
Oh my God, that rocks.
Yeah.
I read about it. I was trying to find the article so I could find it again, but I was reading there was a side effect of ibuprofen. It's a super rare... like disease that like it's like 1 in 4 million or something can get it, but it's that your body starts just getting second degree and third degree burns all over it.
Jesus,
don't need the sun; it just happens.
Wow,
you just start cooking, and you can and people can cook themselves to death with it. It's like Steven Johnson syndrome, I believe is what it's called. If you want to give that a Google, Randy.
Sure.
Also, it causes another thing. It's where you just start puking black coffee grounds that you never ate. You just start puking black coffee grounds out of your stomach. And I guess it's from, like, stomach bleeding or whatever. And then this, like, becomes, like, scabs. So you're just bleeding, you know, you're puking up a
puke scabs.
A big wet ball of scabs.
This is gnarly.
Steven Johnson syndrome?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. By the way, that's what this show's about. But could this, it might as well just be like, like the boring nondescriptive name syndrome, you know what I mean? The John Everyman syndrome or whatever.
What do you got? I got John Simpson syndrome.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really? What is that like? Well, my hands constantly scream and I feel like I'm getting stabbed by knives all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Steven Johnson syndrome actually has multiple causes, including ibuprofen.
Nice.
Also acetaminophen, which is Tylenol,
uh-huh.
and Naxoprin, which is Aleve.
Uh-huh.
Can also be caused by anti-gout medications, medications to treat seizures and mental illness.
Great.
Medications to fight infections such as penicillin.
Check.
And then it can also be triggered by herpes, pneumonia, HIV, and Hep A.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
oh,
two
also
out of three
just
on those.
Being alive. Like, I don't, I think they're just
no
like,
shit.
It's happened to people who weren't taking anything, but it just so happened to happen to some people that took ibuprofen. Like, it's a side effect. No, it's not. He's just got this fucking syndrome.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, on the Mayo Clinic website, the image they give just looks like a dude with a bad case of chapped lips, but the symptoms are fever, unexplained widespread skin pain, a red or purple rash that spreads, blisters on your skin and the mucous membranes of your mouth, nose, eyes, and genitals, and the shedding of your skin within days after the blisters form. If you have Steven Johnson syndrome, several days before the rash develops, you may experience fever, sore mouth and throat, fatigue, cough, and burning eyes.
That's great.
So your whole body just decides to shed itself.
By the way, I love that it's like, if you take pills or don't, sunlight and shadow might cause it. Water, cold and hot water also has been known to, you're going to get it.
Food,
look,
whether you eat it or
look
at it.
This will happen to you.
Oh, man. You just, every fucking hypochondriac that listens
to
this
is
going to be like, I got Steven Johnson syndrome. Like, my eyes are a little itchy.
In fact, your head's a little hot right now, huh?
Yeah. You know, you feel a little bit of scratchy on your skin. Man, good luck.
Yeah, no shit.
Don't worry about it. There's no cure.
Speaking of which, I have a lot of health anxiety. So
yeah, we just fucked Noriko for life.
Oh, my God. I don't know if you know this. I have had it and will have it again. I'm guessing. Probably. Great. Great. Now my cancer and heart disease have fucking Steven Johnson's. Fuck.
Steven Johnson syndrome.
Let's move on.
Man, you don't even want to hear about Bill Smith syndrome.
Oh, my God.
That's where your cock comes off and tries to murder you in your sleep.
Or John Smith syndrome, where you have to, where your dick craves brown women. Yeah. That's a Pocahontas reference.
Yeah,
I made it.
Yeah, there you go.
By the way, I do. No, I'm like, I had that one, too. Fuck. That's so fucking funny. Ugh, God, I'm praying for the coffee grounds. Yeah. At this point, I'm like,
I just want the coffee grounds.
Give me the coffee grounds.
And only that.
Well, we're in your nightmares now. I chose malaria medication. Dan chose.
I chose phototoxicity.
Phototoxicity. So we're gonna put those up again next week, and we'll. This week we'll let you guys vote on them and pick your fucking favorite, and we'll let you know which one fucking is the most metal.
Yeah.
And that'll bring us to polls. Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right. So
Randy, where the fuck are we on these polls?
So we got
we got two sets this week.
We got two sets. We got four polls to read off.
Because I didn't do 78 last time.
Right.
So we did 78 and 79.
78 and 79.
Here we go.
So we're gonna go in reverse order the most metal patent medicine.
All right.
With 69% of the votes.
God, I don't get
right.
it.
Was the
what is that?
The radium suppository.
Oh man. Although, honestly, both were fucking horrific.
Yeah. Yes.
Both
yes.
were great.
Fucking
and the
horrific.
Suppository getting
69. Honestly, yeah. Well, we could flip a coin on it for real.
Yeah,
like, that was
yeah.
fantastic.
Yeah, I laughed super fucking
that
hard.
Was one of my favorite ones we've ever done.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Like, Ratathorn made me laugh super. I was like, it still makes me smile right now.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Fucking hilarious.
And the first topic from episode 78, the most metal international car commercial with 54% of the votes, was the Daihatsu Wake. It's just Wake, okay.
Daihatsu Wake.
That was watching those commercials, and they are super funny.
Yeah, like, they're fucking great. Insane.
They're
yeah.
super funny. Like, I didn't realize, like, when he does the, when it's like, oh, look, the Daihatsu Wake holds your golf clubs upright, and you don't have to do that. I didn't realize he slides into frame in a karate pose. He goes, what? Which is fucking sick.
Yeah, that's he does so that sick. Constantly.
Yeah, he does it, like, there's a shit ton of those.
Yeah, yeah. It's fucking, the last one where he's just like, tell me, people, what can I do? Like, yeah, and then he just buys one at the end. Fucking fantastic.
And soul crushed.
Moving on to episode 79.
Uh-huh.
The most metal lesser.
Nice. Right? Am I doing this right, Randy?
No.
Okay.
Because with 69% of the votes.
Nice again. Right?
Okay. Was Buzkashi.
Oh, hell yeah.
The dead goat.
The goat ball.
The goat ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Horseback goat ball of Afghanistan.
Yeah. Fuck national yeah. sport.
Give me the goat. Give me the goat. Goat then, me. I'm open.
For most metal over-the-counter medicine, with 58% of the votes, was Robitussin.
Nice.
Got you. Yeah, nice. That makes sense.
Robofrying.
Robofrying.
Although, Robotrip. To the 82 yeah, Tylenol murders were fucking
it's so insane
choice.
So insane.
I put it in the thing, 1982 Tylenol, but yeah, that's fucking awesome. And again, listen to Dollop episode 220 if you want to know more about the Tylenol murders, and you should. The Dollop's a great podcast. So.
Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah. Fucking fuck yeah.
That'll do it.
That rocks. Do you want to do the most metal, least metal person of the week? Do you want to do that thing?
Oh, the article I sent you guys earlier?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess.
Well, all right, you're saying
talk
yes.
About it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. It's brought up. I'm going to bring up the article.
Let's
do it.
It's
a quick little reference that we'll go through. So, last week, you guys did not hear that I tried to revive most metal badass or Kip Winger, however you want it to
least
look at
metal.
It.
Least metal.
It would be the Kip Winger.
Kip right. Winger.
So earlier this week, I sent Noriko an article that the headline was fucking great, and I just thought I'd let them decide whether or not this was metal, super metal, or not metal.
I do want to talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah, because it is fucking.
stupid.
It's very stupid, which makes me laugh. Honestly.
So a mother of three accidentally killed herself when she swallowed a bag of cocaine in a first class airport lounge whilst waiting to fly home to Dubai.
Yes.
British expat teacher Victoria Buchanan, 42, ate the resealable bag when she realized she still had drugs in her possession while drinking a glass of champagne after she checked in with her luggage.
Okay. I thought she was just heading to India, like, fucking, just like, gonna do some coke yoga, you know? Like,
yeah.
Just yoga mom getting turnt.
I just think it's weird that her first, so you discover you've got still got drugs on you because you bought them like last week, overnight. You did apparently bought $250 worth of cocaine.
Right.
Only had $75
worth. That's like a full 8-ball.
Well, she only had $75 of it left.
Of it left.
$75 worth left.
She's
so
like, how much of this can I do on the plane?
Yeah, she did a she did a fuck ton of fucking coke the night before.
Right.
And then instead of, she finds it.
Who has leftover coke? Like,
right.
That's a lot of coke.
That's a
man,
lot of coke.
I don't,
leftover
I don't,
coke.
I don't know if she knows how to party.
I was just saying.
Like, you don't, if you got a baggie of coke, you're still doing coke.
Yeah, no shit.
So
meet some bathroom friends.
Yeah.
What's it going to take?
But her first thought was, instead of, I don't want to take this on the plane, I should throw it away.
Right.
Instead to try to seal just a Ziploc bag.
Yeah.
And then stuff it down your throat. Like, of course you died.
Yeah.
You're too stupid to live.
Yeah, yeah. That's, oh my God. this coke isn't sitting right.
Apparently she had convulsions.
Yeah, she collapsed with a severe seizure when the bag burst in her stomach.
Oh. Because of the plastic?
Yeah.
Anyway.
You can't handle your coke, Farley. The fucking get your shit together.
Fucking what? I mean, that's.
Oh my god, I missed this part of it.
Oh.
Recording a conclusion of death by misadventure.
I was gonna say misadventure. It totally is a misadventure.
Yeah.
Assistant coroner Andrew Bridge said at the inquest, "My question is, what on earth was she thinking?"
Right.
Yeah. My question too.
Well, whatever. To be fair, she's got a coke hangover, and she's like, "Oh shit, I need to get rid of the coke." It's a lot of money, though. I'm like,
$75.
That's a lot of money for me.
Dude, I mean, I'd
$75 of any drug for me is like, oh, that's a year's supply. Like, I mean, like, I don't do.
She should have just grabbed somebody at the lounge and be like, "Hey, let's bump like these four lines so I can get on this plane."
Yeah, or just. Fucking
flush it
or
fuck
throw
it
away.
Flush it.
You're
yeah.
Like, oh, well, that sucks.
Yeah.
Next time.
To save $75 worth of cocaine, you fucking murdered yourself.
Yeah.
And you still ruined the cocaine.
Yeah.
It can't be done.
Like, they can't go into your stomach lining, pull it out, and chop it up and fucking snort it.
That would be funny if they did, though.
They tried. They might try.
Dehydrate
the coroner.
The stomach lining and just,
he's just like,
fuck it, I've snorted worse.
He's like, it only took $35 to kill her.
Yeah. We still got $40 worth of cocaine left. I could just lick the inside of this plastic bag.
Look, I know, like, it was immediately funny at Mother of Three. And I think we all, no, I'm playing. I'm kidding. I'm totally joking. It was funny at British.
Yeah.
She's British, so it doesn't. She's not one of us. It's fine. No, I'm just like,
She's not human.
She's British. It's fine.
I do think
that does it. It's just real dumb. But
it's just fucking stupid.
And if it's like, have you ever heard of a butthole? Fucking, what are you doing?
Yeah,
put it in your asshole.
You can butt chug that coke.
Yeah,
she was already past security.
Yeah,
she got past security with it.
Oh yeah,
she was in the lounge. In the first class lounge, which means she was through security.
Yeah, so she could just walk onto the plane with a baggie of coke in her wallet.
I just realized that's way more dumb now.
Yeah, because they would have to stop her and give her security on the way out, which isn't done, right? Like, they don't do that in... Oh, but if they pull her out of line to, like, in customs in India, though.
But she could just snort it on the plane. She's in first class.
That's true. I mean, she does have 13 hours to get through it.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know what security is like in Dubai.
Right.
No, but I know what it's like in London, and she's already through it.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm just saying, I don't know if they would, I mean, I don't know how much they give a shit in Dubai.
Well, it's,
dude, trafficking drugs into a fucking
and she's an
second
expat.
World country. Yeah, dude, that's
but
big.
It wouldn't have been good for her to land with it.
Yeah.
No, but
that's
she
that Midnight
should...
Express shit that you get, like, fucking thrown into.
She should have, that bothers me now that I know that I just realized that.
Well, honestly, no, but I mean, if she did get pulled into customs afterward, she landed, like, then they go through your
shit. I know that's a problem, but she could have gotten onto the plane.
You can snort a couple of lines and then just dust the rest.
Yeah.
Like, it's not enough to even notice. Like, if you rub it into the carpet, it's fucking gone.
Yeah, no one's gonna know.
Yeah. Get on the plane, you have 10 hours to do the fucking all this blow.
I'm sure doing coke on a plane is not exactly the most fun thing to
do. That's a lesser known Samuel L. Jackson movie that he lives all the time.
Yeah.
Coke on a plane is a good one. There's too much coke on this fucking plane.
There's too much motherfucking blow on this motherfucking plane.
Fuck. Anyway,
it's called Lines on the Runway. That's the name of the fucking. That's the name of the movie.
It sounds like a highway, like a driving safety movie from fucking 70s. Oh fuck!
What was that movie? There was a movie that in the beginning it showed. It had a clip about a driver's safety movie, and it was called. And then, but the movie itself. Like, it's a comedy that the movie itself that they showing, it was just like blood on the asphalt or something like that.
I think you're talking about Moving Violations.
Yeah.
And the movie was Blood Flows Red on the Highway.
Yes.
Yeah, I know that. That was all locked in my head.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite shitty 80s comedies, you know, where it's just like ski school or whatever. Yeah, yeah, ski for patrol, sure. Driving yeah. school. This was one about driving school.
Hard called, bodies.
Yeah, hard bodies. This one is just called Moving Violations, and it has one of Bill Murray's brothers is like the main character.
Oh, right, right.
Like,
I just remember Blood on the Asphalt.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, that was Blood Flows Red on the Highway.
Yeah,
because
it showed somebody, like, driving, not paying attention, talking to somebody, and turning around. I mean, like, and then they just splashed, like, a bunch of blood up on the windshield.
Yeah.
I remember my friends and I laughing super hard when that happened.
Fucking awesome. Yeah, there's a horror movie guy named Psycho in that, and he just starts laughing uncontrollably in the thing. I think it's the same guy who plays Psycho in Stripes. Where he's all like, you touch me, or you touch my stuff, I'll kill you.
Yeah.
If you look at me, or look at my stuff, I'll kill you.
Yeah, yeah. I do remember that. Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, anyway. Golden Age. Golden Age for comedy.
For stupid movies
stupid,
with a lot of titties.
Dumb movies that were great. Anyway, but yeah, so I think that's going to move us on to the final segment, the Ride the Lightning round.
Ride the Lightning.
Yep, let's do it.
Let's do this. This is, if you don't know, this is one of our new favorite segments. It's where Randy will go on Wikipedia and two times, count it, one, two times, he will hit the random button, and between the two topics he pulls up, we will decide which one is the most metal between the two.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
We're going a little long today, so we really only have time for one. Let's but just these do two one. Are pretty solid.
Uh-huh. Yep.
All right, so your first one is the 1988 Central Michigan Chippewas football team.
Fuck yes.
Okay.
The Fighting Stabbers.
Yeah, right.
Go on.
And the second one is Mean Squared Displacement.
Mean Squared Displacement?
Yep.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Well,
goddamn, it's hard.
And I'll leave you guys to it.
Fuck yeah.
Ooh.
Fuck yeah.
I'm going to have to go.
I'm going to let Dan start with this one.
With the mean squared displacement.
Okay, yeah, really.
Because that is the measure.
Uh-huh.
Mean squared displacement
is
the technical term for how much water you displace with your cock when you have an erection.
Oh, of course. Oh, mean squared.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was the day I was gone from math in seventh grade.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, you're slinging a mean dick.
Right. Oh, but it's also named after Dr. Jonathan Mean.
Yeah.
The mathematician with a 13-inch dick.
Yeah. He was an actuary who figured out, who used that measurement. He was like, this is how good you can fuck based on water displacement of your cock.
His dick had the diameter of a hubcap. It was fucking crazy.
Yeah, Dr. Mean.
Dr. Mean. Yeah. That's
and,
good.
And
yeah.
his nurse displacement.
Yeah. It's
Madeline displacement.
I always like when people are like, you know, like you know, when people talk about like their dick size or whatever, I always like to give them the volume of displacement. It's always like a good, you know.
What's your mean squared displacement?
Yeah, yeah.
What's your MSD, buddy?
Yeah.
Oh, you talking inches?
250 milliliters.
What's your MSD, bro?
Oh my God. There's you know there's some MIT kids that are like they're like, That's right, bitch.
That is so unhappy.
250
right
milliliters. yeah, that's a great one. I'm gonna have to go with the Chippewa football team. What's the full title again?
The 1988 Central Michigan Chippewas football team.
Oh, fuck yeah. Again, the Fighting Stabbers. Yeah. 1988. Great year.
Great year.
That was the year when they made the league, the football league, that it became all ages.
Yeah.
So the Central Michigan Chippewas actually went up against all eighth graders. So it was all kids about 45 pounds or so,
yeah.
Or 50 pounds. And these were full-size grown men. And the Fighting Stabbers, and they won. They won the whole championship against all the junior highs in the area. Again, these were full-grown men just stomping on little kids. It was fucking great. It was real great. And then in 1988 too, went up against the Anderson Junior High Hound Dogs. They actually got into a huge fight with all the parents in the parking lot. It was a huge brawl, and
little known fact, the Chippewas was for a little while where Barry Sanders practiced for football.
Ah.
And he was the greatest running back of all time, played for the Lions. And then in the rest of the time, he would be on the Chippewas. So he'd run over little kids.
Are you pulling out real fucking information right now?
That's a real guy.
Yeah, but is that a real thing?
No.
Oh.
Of course he didn't play for a junior high class. He was a grown-ass man. He's like 29.
But yeah, 200 but in
pounds.
88?
Yeah, he played in the 80s.
Oh, no shit. You just... Oh, okay, great. Yes. So
I'm going to go the
Fightin' Stabbers. The
Fightin' Stabbers. Chippewa Fightin' Stabbers.
By the way, that's one of those football teams that no one has the balls to tell them they need to change their team name. Yeah. Real stabby. Randy, what were we talking about?
That one's pretty self-explanatory. they represented Central Michigan University in the Mid-American Conference during the 1988 NCAA Division 1A football season.
Oh, I honestly thought it was a junior high team.
No.
How far did they get in 88?
They compiled a 7-4 record.
Great. Okay. I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mean squared displacement. In statistical mechanics, the mean squared displacement, MSD, also mean squared displacement,
hell yeah,
average
MSD.
Displacement, or mean square fluctuation, is the measure of the deviation of the position of a particle with respect to a reference position over time.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
God, I knew that. And you don't know that I didn't.
I didn't take that class in college.
Yeah. I think Dan wins that one with the fucking mean squared MSD.
Yeah.
Have you ever got like that MSD energy?
You know, you got that big MSD energy. Mean squared dick.
Oh my God. All right, guys. I think that's this episode. This was a fucking fun one. Thanks, everybody. Thanks again for Matt Silber for sending us the fucking coolest dice fucking ever.
Yeah, that's crazy.
This thing is massive and fucking bad as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I can't get over it. Yeah.
That's
like
nuts.
Yeah. It's the exact size of an infected testicle. It's fucking huge. It's fucking great. And color. It looks purple. So
yeah.
That fucking rocks. Man, thank you so fucking much, man.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. For sure. And everybody keep listening. Please rate, review, fucking...
Subscribe.
Fucking... subscribe it on another friend's phone and don't tell them. Fucking who gives a shit. But yeah, just help us get the word out a little bit about this show, man. We love doing it and it's real fun. So anyway, I think that's it for everybody.
Yep.
Come see Cool Kids 627 at the Doug Fir. Gonna be a fucking badass show. Dan Weber's gonna be on that show.
Yep.
And me and DJ Dina B going to be hosting. It's going to be really great. And I think that's it.
You got any plugs, Dan?
I gave him one.
Let's see. I mean, this won't come out before this weekend. So next weekend, upcoming Saturday, I'll be in Wilches, Washington.
Oh, nice.
With Adam Posse.
Oh, nice.
That's
a fun show.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I got some other stuff on the calendar. But
everybody come out to Welch's, Washington.
Yeah.
I'll actually give you a plug here, Dan. Wednesday the 12th.
No.
No?
No, it got moved.
Oh, it did get moved.
My round of the contest is on July 11th.
Delete this whole fucking podcast.
That's right.
Delete
that's
everything.
That's right. That got the late shit. The whole day got moved. Never mind.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
I'm going to delete this whole fucking podcast.
Fucking delete the whole podcast. We'll start over.
Yeah,
hey, everybody. Welcome to What's My Man.
Yeah, we're really out of steam.
Not at all. But yeah, thanks, everybody. Come see some of those shows. If you're in Portland, fucking look us up, man. We'd love to have you out to the shows and shit. Hail Satan.
Yep. Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.